Good morning. How many of you have a toolbox? Or daddy has a toolbox, or grandpa has a toolbox. Somebody has a toolbox at home. And it's a lot of different tools, right? Screwdrivers, wrenches. If I were to hang something on the wall, would I use a screwdriver?
No.
What about this?
Yes.
Proper tool would be a hammer. Exactly. What if I needed to screw something in? Would I use this?
No.
No? Would I use a hammer?
Yes.
Screwdriver. What if I wanted to measure something, like a piece of wood, before I cut it?
Measuring tape.
Measuring tape, right? Do you think I could do all of those things with just the hammer? Could I measure with a hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Could I drill with a hammer?
Yeah.
No. I need the drill, like to put up drywall or something. Well, much like a toolbox has all sorts of different tools, and they have all different functions, that's how our church works. Could the pastor do the sermon, make potluck, teach all the different Sabbath schools? Could he do that all by himself, all at one time? No. All of us are God's tools, and we all have a special gift and a special job that God gave us. Do you see this here? What is this? Your church. This is our house of worship. This is our toolbox. And do you see everyone sitting out there? And all of you, there, you guys and all of us, we're God's tools. Would I use, see the glasses like this? They have tiny little screws on the side. Would I use this giant screwdriver to screw in a little screw?
No,
I would need a teeny tiny little screwdriver, and they make them, they're really small. So it doesn't matter if you're an adult or kids like you, you are God's tools also. Doesn't matter how big or how small you are, if you're old or young, we all have a special job that God needs us to do. Okay? All right, let's have a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you that you have given each of us special abilities to do things for you. We pray that when you need us, we will be ready and willing to do for you what you need us to do. Amen.